Here's a thought I'll title Thoroughly Ironic Pixels. Think back, if you would, about the last month, 2, 3 years, 5 years, at the images that you've looked at in your fine art photography, either that you've made or that other people have made or you've seen in galleries, etc. Just in general, think about the images that you've seen that are fine art photography in recent memory. I don't see how anyone could disagree with the notion that we're seeing more small images than ever before. I haven't done a survey, but I would bet, statistically speaking, most of the images you see these days are smaller than an 8x10-inch print, because most of them you've seen either on your phone or your tablet or possibly in a book or a magazine or your laptop. And those images are 8x10 or smaller. You've probably seen some giant prints, 32-inch prints, 44-inch prints, too, somewhere along the line. But if there were a statistical measurement, you'd find those are extremely rare compared to all the small images you've seen. What I find thoroughly ironic in this observation is that we're seeing more and more small images in the age of ever-increasing megapixel cameras. My new camera, for example, has a 200-megapixel sensor. Well, it's actually in my phone. And my first thought when I saw that was, really? 200-megapixel camera in my phone? What possible reason could I have for needing that? Oh, there's probably a reason somewhere along the line. But I've never needed a 200-megapixel image from my camera, let alone from my phone. And as far as I can see, there's only two reasons to have more and more megapixels, whether it's our cameras or our phones, and that is because we're going to make larger and larger prints, which most of us don't. As a matter of fact, the trend in the last 50 years has probably been to see smaller and smaller images, particularly in the last 3 decades, with Instagram and phones and etc. And then the other reason that occurs to me why you might need more and more megapixels is to crop or to zoom in on an image. And I can understand having higher megapixels if there's going to be a digital zoom in your camera or your phone, which, in fact, most phones do. Most cameras, if they do, it's much preferred to use an optical zoom rather than a digital zoom. But if there are any other reasons for having more and more megapixels, it escapes me. I don't get it at all. But maybe one of you do and can let me know a third reason to have huge megapixels. I did have a question at one point about whether or not it was important for the rendition of detail to have more megapixels or to have a longer lens so that you could zoom in optically and magnify that way. And after doing some tests, I concluded it wasn't even a contest. You're much better off to zoom in optically than to rely on digital zooming in order to see detail. Cropping, it's different, but cropping to see detail. Higher megapixel cameras are third on the list behind foot zoom and optical zoom. So am I the only one, or does it seem just very thoroughly ironic that the manufacturers keep producing cameras with more and more megapixels, but yet we consumers keep looking at images that are smaller and smaller and don't need all those megapixels? I wonder if this all takes place for the simple reason that the manufacturers can't figure out what else to put in their cameras to drive sales. And the bigger number must mean the better camera or phone. At least that's how manufacturers assume that consumers think. And who knows? Maybe they're absolutely right. But as a photographer, I do find myself chuckling at 200 megapixels in my phone, when the images that I need for my PDFs are typically about 2 to at most 8 megapixels. Should I feel guilty about all those wasted pixels? Or is that simply the nature of marketing to the uninformed and naive consumer who thinks that the pixel count is the magic path to excellence?
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.